Good morning, and you're welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. If you are excited to be alive, if indeed you feel blessed to be alive this morning, I want you to take a second of your time to begin to thank God. Let's appreciate Him for this rare gift, for the supernatural blessing that we have received this morning. So I want you to take a second of your time to let Him know how you feel, how excited you feel to be alive this morning. Lord, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the 25th day in the month of July 2024. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for myself, for every listener of this show, and of course, every team in the Praise Palace Radio. We're a family, both listeners and hosts. I want to welcome you to another segment, another day. If you're joining us for the very first time and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's a time of the day where we get to learn and share the Word of God. So if you are also a frequent on the show, I want to welcome you as well. But you know how we do it. You have to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell everybody that it is time to listen to the Word of God. So if you have been blessed so far, you can also be a blessing to somebody this morning by sharing. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 25th day in the month of July 2024, and we'll be looking at a topic that says Good Followership Part 1. Good Followership Part 1. Our aim for today is Hymn 30 of our Open Heaven Manual. When we walk with the Lord. When we walk with the Lord. A Bible in 1 year is taken from Isaiah chapter 41 to 43. Isaiah from chapter 41 to chapter 43. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1. Be ye followers of me, even as I am also of Christ. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, from verse 19 to 21. 1 Kings chapter 19, from verse 19 to 21. Are you with your Bibles this morning? So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yokes of oxen before him. And he passed with the 12th. Then Elijah passed by and threw his mantle on him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Please, let me kiss my father and mother, and then I will follow you. And he said to him, Go back again, for what have I done to you? So Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh using the oxen's equipment and gave it to the people, and they ate. And he arose and followed Elijah and became a servant. We'll also be looking at 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 11. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 11. But Jehoshaphat said, Is there no prophet of the Lord here? that we may inquire of the Lord by him. So one of the prophets of the king, one of the servants of the king of Israel answered and said, Elisha, the son of Shaphat, is here, who poured water on the hands of Elijah. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Many people talk about leadership, but you hardly hear them talk about followership. The truth is, no leader can succeed without good followers. Leaders are raised from amongst the followers. So the better the followers, the better the quality of leaders. Submission is one of the greatest attributes that a follower can have. It is different from cooperation. You cooperate when you agree with a leader's instructions, but you are submissive when you obey. Whether you agree with the instruction or not, not being submissive indicates that a follower is acting in his or her own interests rather than the interests of the entire group that the leader represents. Some followers steal because they are ready to sacrifice the interests of the entire group to satisfy their personal interests. If this behavior continues unchecked and the follower eventually becomes a leader, he or she will only care about himself or herself. Gehazi in 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 20 to 27. Elisha had collected nothing from Naaman for curing his leprosy, but Gehazi was after his personal interest as opposed to that of the Lord, which his master represented. He proceeded to collect gifts from Naaman and was immediately struck with leprosy. Judas Iscariot was also recorded to have been stealing from the ministry's purse. In the book of John chapter 12 verse 6, this is why he could not be among the apostles to carry the gospel around the world after Jesus left. Such a person will never make a good leader because his or her personal interest will be more important than common interest. Some people may say, I don't steal. I just disobey my leader because I don't like him. This is, however, just as bad as stealing. In the book of Matthew chapter 25, from verse 24 to 30, Matthew chapter 25, from verse 24 to 30, the servant who was given one talent to trade with did not steal the talent, he hid it rather than trade with it as instructed, because he did not like his master's leadership style. The master wasn't annoyed that he did not trade with it as instructed, but that he could at least put it in the bank to yield some interest. Putting it in the bank would have shown that even though he did not like his master, he was interested in the company's prosperity. This made the master call him an unfaithful servant. He was more particular about himself, which is a bad trait for any follower or leader. Beloved, if you want to be a good leader, you must first be a good follower by obeying your leader and putting common interests above yours. Today's Open Heaven comes with a reflection that says, am I a good follower? Am I a good follower? If today's Open Heaven has blessed you and you also like to be a blessing to others, you can share. How can you do this? By simply visiting our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. click on our podcast and you can view all our past and current Open Heaven devotional. Click on the share button and share with somebody today. You can also be a live listener. You can listen to us live 7 a.m. every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, or download our mobile app, please, Praise Palace Radio, on Apple Store and Play Store, and tune in every single day to enjoy all our amazing programs every single day. Please be a blessing to somebody today. You might just be saving a life. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather to hear another message from the heart of God for us. Please do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you.